KDOM Radio. It is time for the coaches' show as we talk some boys basketball. We got a lot of coaches to get to, so don't want to waste any time because we got Gophers coming up at the top of the hour as well. So we're going to hop right into it here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. But first, we need to give away the American Family Insurance agent Jim Johnson, KDOM Player of the Week, and that will go to Neil Keel of Westbrook Walnut Grove with his performance against the Winnipeg Eagles and their victory 71-69 on Monday night. So congratulations to senior Neil Keel on being the American Family Insurance agent Jim Johnson, KDOM Player of the Week.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. Coach, we'll go back here to Friday the 23rd. On a four-game losing streak headed into Edgerton, playing some really good teams. I think last time we talked, it was going to be a heck of a stretch for you guys here coming down the wire. Playing some really good teams out of the conference and in section. Looked to be some pretty good games, but, on a bit of a losing streak, like I said, and coming in, taking on Edgerton at home. Edgerton, really good team. Long, lanky squad that can shoot the basketball, but you guys able to get the job done there at home 60-54.
Yeah, like you said, this was the fifth of what we thought was going to be a really, really, really challenging couple of weeks, and at the beginning of it, maybe hope to get two of them, and then after we dropped a couple, we're hoping maybe to get one. and so coming down to this one, knowing like, hey, this is a home game. I haven't played Edgerton yet. Like, Friday night going to be a good crowd, so we're going to need to play at a really high level for a full 36 minutes. And, we had some different defensive stuff in our pocket that we thought we might have to go to, and Edgerton's, like you said, long, and they're going to play a 2-3 zone, and we just haven't shot the ball that well from the perimeter up until this point, really, all season long. And that being said, we haven't had a night where we've taken a ton of attempts, and so going in, we kind of had told our guys, like, hey guys, we're going to have to make double digits, and we're going to have to shoot in the 30s of 3-point attempts. To stretch his zone out so that we can, maybe make some drives, get some free throws and whatnot. And it was kind of a stretch early to start the game. They had, some struggles offensively in the first few possessions. And then Connor Jacobs made a couple three-pointers in a row from the corner and gave us a little bit of life. I think we found ourselves down 9 in the first half, made a late run, got within 1 at halftime, and came out in the second half, and Jackson Jenegas made 3 threes in the second half. Connor Jacobs made 2 more. Drew Swanson was able to get into the middle of the defense a few times and make some 12-footers. And, we kind of had ourselves a 3-possession lead, with 1.5 minutes to go. And, they made a couple of 3-pointers in that time, got a couple offensive rebounds. We might have missed a layup or turned it over, whatever the case might be. But kind of came down to a free throw shooting game at the end. And even though we didn't shoot a ton of free throws on this night, we did have sophomore Tucker Crick, be the guy in that spot, in a tough spot, a tough spot for anybody when your team's on a little bit of a slide and, you've had a good opponent on the ropes all night long and now you need to finish him off. And Tucker was able to make 3 of 4 in the final 30 seconds to give us just enough cushion to come away with a victory on a night where, we really needed it. And we had a total, Jackson had a team-high 17, and Drew Swanson 15, Connor Jacobs 12. Drew added a dozen rebounds. We didn't turn the ball over a ton, but we also didn't foul a lot, so we were able to, you know, keep our guys in the game and, you know, working through our zone stuff to try to get as many good attempts as we could. And, you know, like we had said, 10 to 32, it's not a great percentage, but it's a better percentage than we have been shooting, and it's just really nice to get a win in front of the home crowd.
All right, good win there against Edgerton. And, you know, had a little bit of a break the following Thursday. You guys had Adrian Ellsworth on the road, and, you know, the Dragons always dangerous, but you guys able to take the win on the road 60-48.
Yeah, and this was a really back-and-forth game. We got out early. I think we had a 9-0 lead, and then, you know, we've had these ruts where we go 4 or 5 minutes without making a field goal, and that happened in this game. And found ourselves down a couple possessions, you know, the second half of the, you know, the first 18 minutes, and we're able to go on a 7-0 run to end the half and take a 27-22 lead into halftime. And I thought we played really well in the second half for the most part. At one point, we were able to get that lead in up to 20 points. And, you know, credit to Edgerton, or to Adrian Ellsworth, they put a 10-0 run on us and got back to where, you know, we had to get our stuff back together and be a little bit more consistent on both ends of the court. But, you know, it's a good team win against a good, you know, a young opponent who has been playing really competitive games. You know, Adrian comes in playing a competitive game, you know, against Edgerton recently, won against MCC in overtime, and, you know, those are two teams in the, you know, top half of our league as well. So a good win to get two in a row, again, in front of the home crowd. And, Drew led all scorers with 21, and Jackson added 16, but we got 8 from Neil Keel, 8 from Max Weiberg, and Jackson added a career-high 19 rebounds, which is a really good number for him. And, you know, coming into the season, you know, we needed some guys to make sure we're getting rebounds, and, you know, for the most part, he and Max Weiberg have done that for us.
All right, and then moving on here, that Saturday looks like you guys had Murray County Central at home, and the Rebels, they're a big squad. You know, they got some big guys down low, a couple of true post players. You know, they rebound really well and are a pretty disciplined squad, and they ended up getting the win there in Westbrook, 67-63.
Yeah, you know, coming in, it's a Saturday, you know, first of all, you know, our fifth one, and we were down 5-0 at the 14-minute mark. So we start the game going 4 minutes without scoring, but yet we've only, you know, given up, you know, a couple of field goals. And at the 10-minute mark, we were ahead 12-5. And so, like, hey, you know, like, what we're doing defensively is working. And then, you know, they switch some combinations. Got a guy comes off the bench, knocks down 3 3-pointers in the first half. We lose some guys on the glass, you know, and, you know, make a 3-pointer at the buzzer to go into halftime, you know, down 30-27, and come out in the second half, and they kind of blew our doors off for a little while. We got down by as many, I think, as 14, and, you know, found our way back, tied the game at 58 with 2 minutes to go, and then just couldn't execute on the offensive end or get the rebound when we needed it, you know, in the final 2 minutes there. But I was proud of our guys for how they, you know, they dealt with that adversity. I think we showed some growth in that area. We just didn't quite have enough in the tank to finish the night off. But, you know, Drew had a really good second half. He made 3 3-pointers in the second half. Jackson added 2. They combined for 49 points. We're just looking for this third scorer on this night, and struggled to, you know, make some shots that were pretty close to the hoop. But, you know, made 12, 15 free throws again, and, you know, just couldn't quite come away with a victory in this one. But it was a good battle. We're proud of our guys for, you know, competing for the full 36 minutes.
All right, and then to finish up the wrap-up here on Monday, you guys had Wyndham at home. Now, Wyndham's a little bit of an interesting matchup. They got some big big guards, physically big guards, you know, up top. And but you guys were able to find that third score in this one. Drew with a big first half, Neil with a big second half, and Jackson, you know, was hitting some big-time shots throughout, making plays. And you guys able to hold off the Eagles in the end and get the win 71-69.
Yeah, and, you know, it's sometimes our you know, non-conference games are always – they're always so interesting, you know, especially, you know, in this matchup with Wyndham coming in with a new coaching staff and kind of a new style of play and, you know, us not having a lot of eyes on that prior to. So, you know, they kind of come in playing the 1-3-1 zone with the big guy on the top, and that kind of caught us off guard. I mean, the zone itself didn't catch us off guard, but the big guy on the top – to start the game kind of caught us off guard. So everything that we kind of thought maybe we could, you know, sneak a few baskets here and there wasn't really an option. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of kind of navigating their way through that first half. And, you know, something must have been right. We have 44 points at halftime, and that's a season high for us. And then, you know, I thought when Neil made a couple of three-pointers partway through that the second half, we had some good defensive stops, and I mean that I think at one point we were ahead 18, and then you know, like has been a tendency for us, our offense kind of went stagnant, and when our offense goes stagnant, our defense kind of lacks. And Wyndham did a great job of crashing the glass on the offensive end, and you know, use that size to their advantage. And, you know, we found ourselves in a little bit of a pickle there as they, you know, got a turnover to tie the game with, you know, probably under 20 seconds to go. But again, our guys showed some growth and stayed composed, you know, didn't have to use a timeout to just make sure that we spread the floor enough for Drew to get a good attack and, you know, draw some contact and get to the line to make the two free throws. And then, you know, just some nice, you know, situational stuff in the final 5 seconds where we got to, you know, make some substitutions and use some personnel that maybe we don't use together in different parts of the game. And, you know, fortunately enough, we're able to, you know, hold ground for the last 5.5 seconds to get that victory. But 11 three-pointers is the most that we've made all season. And, you know, again, you know, we go 12-15 for the line. I mean, we're 18 games in, and we have more free throw makes than our opponents have attempts. And part of that's because we haven't shot the ball that well from the perimeter. So a lot of nights we've had to bail on that and you know, try to get at the rim a little bit more and find some contact. But like you mentioned, you know, Neil had a great second half. He kind of came out looking to score, which is good for us, especially when, you know, Wyndham switched some defensive stuff and kind of held Drew in check for the second half. But I mean, we played a game where we won by 2 points and we had 8 guys score. And that's very, very uncommon for us in the past couple of seasons. So to get some type of contribution from multiple players, you know, whether they're playing 4 minutes off the bench or 10, like just to get a contribution is a really positive thing for us moving forward, and we're hoping that can continue to grow here in the final weeks of the season.
All right, Coach, and looking forward here tomorrow, a fun matchup against Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. We'll be there for that one on Hot Country 94.3, and, you know, the Wolverines, you know, listed at 1-17, but they've played some really good basketball the last couple of weeks, and, you know, they'll be gunning for you there in Westbrook. And then on Friday, you know, another matchup with Adrian Ellsworth, and we're at the point of the season where we're playing teams for the second time, and things are really starting to come down to the wire, and, you know, every game is important here down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we haven't played Mountain Lake since early December, and, you know, they have a lot of different personnel in the game right now, some different scheme stuff on the offensive end, and I'd like to think, you know, that we're a little bit the same as far as, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, that there's more in the toolbox and there's more things to go to. And it'll, you know, for us, it'll just be about trying to find the right matchups defensively and, you know, try to maybe use some of our size advantage in the lane to score some baskets and make sure we win the rebounding advantage. And, you know, going to Adrian and playing for the second time in 8-9 days, you know, that'll be a unique situation as well in a back-to-back. And then we're going to follow that up by playing Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, we're practicing here today on Wednesday, and we're going to play four in a row. And, you know, the number of practices to games is not in our favor right now. So, you know, we have to hope that, if nothing else, we've coached our guys to make adjustments within games and between games, and that, you know, we've, you know, played some different combinations that will give us some opportunities maybe to steal a few minutes off our bench and then get some type of contribution from those guys while they're out there, and, you know, just take it one game at a time and just, you know, keep working hard and know that, you know, we want to be playing as best we can possibly play by the end of the month.
All right, sounds good, Coach. We're excited to be there tomorrow night for that one. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. Coach, we'll go back here Friday, the 23rd of January. You guys on the road taking on Fulton. You know, that was a grinded out type of game. You know, kind of struggling a little bit in the first half. You know, had some guys step up for you, kind of keep you in the game. I know Nolan Peters was our player of the game. He made some big plays in that first half to kind of keep you in it. And the second half was back and forth, and you know, came down to the wire, was a tight game, and the Coyotes able to make a play at the end and get the win 65-63.
Yeah, pretty heartbreaking game for our kids. I think we've been making some strides, and unfortunately for us, we dug ourselves a pretty big hole to start the game. And like you said, Nolan Peters really gave us a spark. He had 12 points and 7 rebounds for the game, and you know, it's good to get a guy in there that hadn't played a ton, but he was able to, you know, do some nice things for us. And then Aiden Olson ended up with 30 points for us. But unfortunately, when you shoot 8 for 18 from the free throw line, you're not going to win many games. And, you know, if there's a difference in that game, it's probably that. So hats off to them. They had a nice play at the end to get a little buzzer beater on us. But you know, I thought our boys battled.
Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of was a stinger, because knowing, you know, the following week going to have some real tough tests ahead, as one of them being a section opponent in Nicollet. You know, Nicollet, very good squad. You know, they came to Comfrey, but and they were able to get that win 83-56.
Yeah, they're a good team. They move the ball really well. They have, you know, all the guys that they play can handle it, can shoot it. So it was a tough task for us. I thought we competed for about half of the game. But at the end of the day, we just struggled staying in front of them. And you're not going to win many games when you do that either. So I thought we competed, but we just got to do a better job defensively.
All right, and then right after that, you had one of the best teams in Class A listed, I believe, right now at 6th in the state. You know, Hills Beaver Creek, top of the conference. Very, very good team. They're very disciplined, athletic, big squad. They were able to get the win in Hills 90-31.
Yeah, they kicked our butt, no doubt about it. They're a team that I'm excited to watch make a playoff run. I know their section is stacked, but one thing we tried to take away at all levels for our boys was, when you look at that group, you know, what's the difference between them and us? And the big difference is they're all strong and they're all fast. And it's not that they're born that way, but they work to get there. So, you know, we're hoping after the last couple of years going over and getting spanked that, you know, our boys don't want to do that anymore. And you're not going to fix it in a year, but we got to figure something out to get bigger, stronger, and faster. And it's something that you can control. And unfortunately, we haven't got the buy-in in the off seasons, and the results are showing. So Hills is a very, very good team, and you know, they handled it with class. Score probably could have been a little worse than it was. So unfortunately, yeah, came out losing by 60.
All right, and then moving on here to Edgerton on a Saturday can make things a little bit odd. You know, the Dutchmen, they've got some guards that are really good, you know, a very lengthy team that can get those hands in, you know, the passing zones. And, you know, the Dutchmen look to be a close matchup, a battle, but Edgerton gets the win 78-67.
They're a team we match up pretty well with. We went into their place last year and won late in the year, and we were hoping to do the same here, but we gave up 52 points in the first half, so we ended up only giving up 26 in the second half and had it down to 3 with a couple minutes left, but just couldn't make shots. So I was happy with our boys' effort. I thought they followed a game plan. They executed. They moved the ball. They played pretty good defensively, especially in the second half, but we just got to stop digging ourselves these huge holes. We don't have the scoring to make up for it, but overall happy with their effort, and they didn't give up, and unfortunately just didn't make some shots there at the end.
Finally, here on Monday, you guys had Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, another section game for you. Home game, you know, there's a lot of history between these two programs. You guys able to play them tough. You know, they came in. It's always a fun matchup, but Sleepy Eye St. Mary's gets to win 58-53.
Another section opponent, and it's good to see. It's a little bit different style of play than we see in our conference. And they're a good basketball team. They're quick. They got a lot of guards that can handle it and shoot. But for the first time this year, we played back-to-back pretty good basketball games. Effort the whole time, had a lead at halftime, just weren't able to hang on. And, you know, talking to the team yesterday, we shot better from the free throw line, probably a few less attempts. We shot better from 3, but the big difference was we had 20 turnovers and they had 7. So you try to clean up something like that and you might come up on the other end. So that's definitely something we focused on at practice yesterday, and we're going to do today as well.
Sounds good, Coach. And then, you know, looking forward here tomorrow, got a big one in Westbrook against the Charger team that's riding high off a win against Wyndham on Monday. And, you know, then the rest of the way, you got some section games sprinkled in there, but also some big Red Rock Conference games coming up as well to kind of finish the year. And obviously right now, you know, the schedule and the record's not where you want it to be, but an opportunity here, you know, towards the end of the year to kind of put it all together. And you're playing some pretty solid basketball and been competing, and a chance here, you know, everybody's got a chance at the end of the year to make a run.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's been a nightmare of a year, but 2 games in a row where I think we played real basketball. We've competed. We're hoping to carry that over, and it starts tomorrow in Westbrook, a seasoned team, a team we see 5-6 times in the summer, and we've seen once already this year. And they're a good basketball team, very well coached. And, you know, like you said, they came off an exciting game against Wyndham there the other night, and we're just hoping to compete for a full game, give them a battle, and, you know, at some point we're hoping to break through. So that we got that tomorrow night, and Monday we have Sleepy Eye Public, who has one of the better players in the section, a kid that can score from all 3 levels, and not a super deep team, but a team we're hoping to be able to compete with. And, you know, at this point, We just want to be competitive. We want to play in real basketball games. We want to coach in real basketball games. So we're hoping that we're on the right path to do that. A little bit late in the year to get going, but trying to stay positive with it.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Excited to get over there in Westbrook tomorrow. Game will be on Hot Country 94.3, Mountain Lake Area Comfrey, and Westbrook Walnut Grove boys basketball action. Coach, again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prices. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball. Coach, we'll go back here. You guys had Russell Tyler Ruthen on the road Thursday, January 22nd. You know, coming off two good wins against Martin County West and Adrian Ellsworth. Guys, you know, starting to play some really good basketball and a competitive matchup against RTR. They're a good group. You know, has had a lot of success over the last couple of years and looked to be a tight game, but RTR ended up getting the win there at home 52-58.
Yeah, first half there was a close half, 25-31 at halftime there. I thought we let a couple little things there. We gave up a basket right before halftime that I thought was important that we wish we wouldn't have. You know, second half we were down double digits, but kind of clawed our way back and got it to within a one possession game with, I think there was about 71 seconds left or 50 seconds left. And just didn't get the shot to fall, and then ended up having a foul. And then once they with them making a free throw there with under 10 seconds left, you know, kind of pushed it to a 4-point game. We were able to get a basket, but in there, but it didn't matter. So just came up a little bit short that night. But yeah, like you say, I think they played pretty well. It was a nice comeback there in the second half. We just came up, you know, one, a couple baskets short. You know, you go back and you look at stuff and you're like, you wish you would have had a couple plays back, both offensively and defensively. But overall, I thought we played all right that night.
All right. And then following that, you guys had Canby on Tuesday, the 27th, and that was supposed to be a home game, but due to some mechanical issues in the gym, you had to move that game to Tyler, so a neutral site game against Canby. You know, Henry Stavnis, another nice game. He ended up reaching the milestone of 1,000 career points as a sophomore. A heck of an achievement, but Canby able to get the win there, 71-64.
Yes, with it was stage was set for a really big night there at home, but unfortunately there, yeah, with a broken basketball support bracket, we weren't able to play. So kudos to everybody that made it happen, to especially the AD Kobe, to getting everything organized and aligned so that we could have a game that night with, you know, we wanted to continue to play well, and with Henry in line there to get his 1,000th point, we wanted to get that game in. And even just, you know, it's a good Section 3A game. So, yeah, we started off well. You know, had a nice lead at halftime. We're up 5 at halftime. I thought things were going pretty well, and we'd even pushed it to double digits in the second half. And I looked at a couple guys on the bench, and they said, all right, well, you guys are going at 8, and let's take this thing from 11 to 20 and make it, put it over. And we just weren't able to. It was at, from that 8 to 5-minute mark, they kind of just hung around right there. I think they got it down to 8 points with 5 minutes to go. And then there was a really big possession where they hit a three with about 2.5 minutes left. They hit a three, and then there was a call underneath the basket. I didn't get a very good look at it from any angle, but they ended up calling a foul on it. And so the three went, and we got called for a foul underneath, standing underneath the cylinder. The kid stepped up to the line, made two free throws, and it went from a tie game to us down 5 all of a sudden in – you know, with no time essentially going off the clock. And that was a really kind of the biggest momentum swing there. Like I say, that put them up 62-57, and we were just never able to quite get back into it. They did a really nice job of making 7 of their last 8 free throws through the bonus, and then towards the end we were trying to extend the game a little bit, and Hats off to them to come back and have a nice second half, but we certainly let that one slip away in a game that we very well know that we could have won.
Yeah, tough one there under the circumstances, but you know, turning around on that Thursday, had a home game against Heron Lake Okabena Fulda. You know, the Coyotes were focusing in on Henry, as most teams do, and you know, Henry struggled a little bit shooting the ball from outside and needed some help from some other guys to step up, and they did just that, especially, you know, a guy like Finn Batalden, who hit, I think he had somewhere around 7 3-pointers in that game for you, and a big night for Finn and a big night for the Falcons as you guys got the win there over HLOF 65-44.
Yeah, Finn had a really nice week there last week. He was in double digits all three games that we had, scoring. He had 15. He had 25 here that night against HLOF, and then he had, I believe it was 10 against Hills then a couple nights later. And, yeah, they really did a number with Henry. They made sure that he never came off any screens clean, a lot of hand track, a lot of hip pressure, a lot of hip bumps. He never basically got to run anywhere free. He always had a hand or somebody leaning on him all the time, and that's exactly what we wanted to be able to do with able to, you know, have some of the guys step up and score for us there. You know, with Henry and Finn, they had 13 apiece both in the first half. You know, and our defense did a really nice job for the second time we played HLOF here, holding them to 19 points in the first half, and then, you know, we're able to kind of continue on in the second half there. Like you had mentioned, overall, Finn hit 7 threes in that game, finished with 25 points as our leading scorer. But the biggest thing was probably, I think, our defense did a really nice job kind of limiting them a little bit. We had a few miscues in the second half that allowed them to kind of play into their strengths, get into the paint, get a few offensive rebounds. But for the most part, I thought the defense did a nice job, and that kind of really propelled us to that nice win there on Thursday.
All right, and now looking here at this last Saturday on the road, taking on Hills Beaver Creek. Obviously, everybody knows in the conference that, you know, taking on the Hills Beaver Creek Patriots this year is going to be a tall task. They are one of the best teams in the state in Class A. Just one loss on the season. They're a very athletic group, but very disciplined, and, you know, have some guys on that roster who have played a lot of basketball. Very athletic squad. Hills Beaver Creek gets the win, 81-56.
Yeah, so that one Saturday night there in Lamberton, it was a nice night to we kind of were able to do a boy-girl doubleheader there, and, you know, to have a nice crowd there. They traveled pretty well coming up from the corner there, and yeah, when they haven't lost to a team in Minnesota here yet. They had lost to a team, I believe they're from Iowa, that really matched them very, very well, but they do have a tremendous amount of weapons with the Metzgers, and then Micah Bush does a really nice job. He was back playing point guard for him this game. He was not playing the first time we played him, so we knew we kind of slid by one of their more athletic kids. But, yeah, Jamin was really tough early on. He had a lot of points in that first half. I think he had 18 of his 21 in the first half, and just controlling him was a problem. He did a really nice job, but you know, we kind of battled with him a little bit, just didn't make enough shots. And, you know, it's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
All right, Coach. And now looking forward here, Thursday, got a big matchup here coming up with Murray County Central, a team in the section. And then following that, on the following Tuesday, the 10th, you know, another section opponent in Edgerton. And things don't really slow down. You got Southwest Christian, West Pequannock Grove, RTR, and Mountain Lake to finish off the year. You know, it is one of those situations where, you know, you started the year not necessarily healthy, got some guys back here in the middle of the year, and now it kind of feels like you guys are playing some good basketball, and I'm sure you're hoping that can show here in the final few games.
Yeah, we had an incredibly busy January overall. We played 13 games there, and I thought for the most part we did a nice job handling the games that we needed to be able to compete and win. And then, you know, looking at our schedule, knowing that the first few weeks here of February, we're going to be really tough. We're going to play what ended up being all the top teams in the conference. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, there they all are, and basically continue on down. So, you know, we're looking at just like you had mentioned, continue to play well, do the things that we need to be able to be successful, play good defense, have a secondary score, have good movement away from the basketball, just because Henry's going to get so much attention, you know, having other guys step up. And Finn was a great example of that last week, and we need some other guys to continue to do that moving forward here as we come down the stretch and, you know, see if we can't steal one somewhere along the way here too, and then go into the last week of the season and playoffs playing well. You know, that's always every team's goal here for February and moving into March.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you, as always, here being with us on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again here soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for the coverage throughout the year.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Kobe Lovell of Windham Boys Basketball. And Coach, we'll go back here to Tuesday, January 20th. You guys had Redwood Valley, part of a girl-boy doubleheader, and it was a close ball game. You guys, though, able to come out on top at home, 73-68.
Yes, yeah, we had Redwood that night at home, and it was kind of a good, fortunate event for us playing at home. We always seem to play well at home, and Redwood, we kind of knew them coming in. They like to shoot the three ball a little bit, and after we got off to a really hot start against them. We were up, I believe, 35-17 at half, and I don't know if we got just kind of complacent in the second half there. They kind of made a run at it, but that's why basketball is kind of a two-half game, and we were able to come out with the W, which was really nice to see out of our guys.
Absolutely. Always good to win at home. And, you know, just a couple days later on that Friday, having to go on the road taking on St. James, and they're a team that likes to score the basketball, and they did a pretty good job of that night, getting the win 85-62.
Yeah, it's kind of, we've had this happen to us a few times this year, and even over the past few games, we kind of gotten hit in the mouth right away off the bat, right off the jump, and not saying that our guys aren't ready to play. I think we're always ready to play. It's just sometimes with these competitions, everybody's going to give you your best fight day in and day out, and you got to be ready to go right away, and I think that's kind of what happened to us right away. But certainly they're a good team, and they'll make some noise in the playoffs going forward.
Yeah, tough one there against St. James. Turning right around on the following Tuesday, you had Fairmont coming to town, and you know, you guys match up relatively well with Fairmont. You know, earlier in the year, it was a little bit of a dogfight over there in Fairmont, and this one, kind of the same offense, just wasn't totally there for you guys, and Fairmont was able to get the win 59-45.
Yeah, they're a top team in the section for a reason. They kind of like to slow it down a little bit, and that kind of is okay for us at times as well, and we knew it was kind of going to be a dogfight. Like you said last time, we had them at halftime, and towards the end, we kind of stalled out. They're very good. They got some size. They got some shooters. They know their role. So going into that one, it was kind of tough to kind of get things rolling. We kind of made a run at it in the second half. We were down quite a bit in the first half. But coming in the second half, I was proud of our guys' effort going through that second half. And we got it to within maybe like 8 there for a little bit. And we kind of almost kind of turned that corner there, but it was a little too late. And they ended up getting us at the end there.
All right, and then that Friday, you guys had Jackson County Central, part of a girl-boy doubleheader there in Jackson. And, you know, the Huskies are getting healthy, getting a lot of guys back and playing together. And, you know, that's a really good team over there in Jackson. They got the win 81-59.
Yeah, like kind of like a gauntlet there for us coming back from Fairmont. And we knew anytime you go to Jackson or we play them here, it's always going to be kind of another dogfight, good competition game. And like you said, they're getting back healthy. They kind of got all-around shooters with Rao and Voss back. we again kind of got hit in the mouth right away. We were down 17-0, but we actually came back, and we were within seven there, kind of towards the end of the first half. Their weapons just kind of came out, and we dug ourselves too deep of a hole, and we weren't able to kind of come back from that. But our guys didn't quit throughout. That's one thing I've been proud of these guys throughout the year. There's a lot of learning going on still, and we're kind of getting at times. We see some really good things, but we just need to put it all together here coming down the stretch.
All right, and then finally here on Monday, you guys had Westbrook Walnut Grove on the road. A little bit of a tough place to play there in Westbrook. You know, the Chargers came out shooting the ball really well, scored a lot of points in that first half. You guys able to adjust defensively, but they had some other guys step up, and, you know, in the end, you guys were able to fight all the way back, but Chargers held on to get the win 71-69.
Yeah, Derek does a great job with those Chargers over there in Westbrook, and they know their roles. They know what they need to do to win games, and that Swanson kid, he's a really tough kid. He's a good player. We got hit in the mouth again. I know I'm kind of repetitious there. It's one thing that we've kind of been working on in practice. How do we come out ready to go? We were able to come back. We tied it all the way around from a big steal from Hayden Teets, and he's able to tie that thing. And going down is unfortunate foul at the end where they got the free throws. And, but those are the types of games you want to be in, competitive down the road, especially come playoff time. We're hoping to be competitive, and anytime you can have those close games, it's going to get you prepared for moments that you can't really replicate in practice all the time. So another good game there. Some things that we can take away from, get better, and on to the next one.
Yeah, Coach, you know, looking here at the remaining games on the schedule, kind of a mixed bag of squads. The next two are big time. They're section opponents, and some really good teams coming to town. With Pipestone on Friday, but before that you got Laverne here coming up tomorrow on the road, a game that, you know, was supposed to happen earlier in the year, got snowed out, and, you know, now you got the Cardinals on the road. They're a very physical squad. Last time you saw them was at the Target Center, so a little bit of a, you know, a different situation going for a true road game. And, you know, then you got teams like Edgerton, Springfield, Cedar Mountain sprinkled in there as well to finish the year. What's kind of the thought process here headed into the next couple of games, and what are you looking for from your guys here to finish out the year?
Yeah, especially kind of going down the road with these first two games. Laverne's going to be tough. They're a top team in the section again, too. And like you said, we saw them and at the Target Center, and we played them well there for the first half. And they kind of just, they're very good at going on runs. They switch things up. I'm just looking out of, like, especially for the Pipestone and Laverne game, being section games, how can we compete for two halves of basketball? How can we not get hit in the mouth right away coming out of the jump? And I think our guys are up to the challenge, especially kind of coming down the stretch. You're kind of starting to see who went to play in the playoffs. And these last two are really big for seeding going down the road. And I'm hoping our guys can just compete every possession, getting shots on defense, getting great looks on offense. And we've seen some good things in practice. And then with these kind of these other games, they kind of just let you tune up here. And hopefully we get put into some spots where we're uncomfortable. And once it comes down to times where it does matter a lot more, I'm hoping to go out with these senior group of guys competing in every single game, and especially in that first round of playoffs when it gets there. So fun time of the year, February basketball. We just started here, and it's kind of come down to the stretch. And I think our guys are bringing in the effort every day. That's not always something I have to ask for. It's kind of just given, which I appreciate and our coaching staff appreciates. So we're hoping to play some good basketball here down the stretch, and it'll be a fun time.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time with us here on The Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow. We're excited to be there Friday for that doubleheader. But again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. KDOM Radio, it's time for Gopher Basketball as they've got tip-off up next here on KDOM. You've been listening to The Coach's Show, Boys Basketball Edition, on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.